You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. Today is the official end of the federal government's COVID-19 public health emergency designation. But the Teton County Health Department is reminding residents the pandemic is not over. Nationwide, the vaccine may no longer be free. The health insurance system is taking over. Patients will have to go to the doctor and get a prescription. However, the region's health department says they will continue to offer them no charge, most likely until the fall. Local pharmacies will still offer testing, but there is no mandate that health insurance cover them. Teton County commissioners are calling on federal officials to intervene in local water issues. This comes after drastic cuts to the Snake River stretch that runs through Grand Teton National Park. KHOL's Hannah Mersbach reports.
A winter of epic snowfall in the Tetons has prompted the Bureau of Reclamation to make cuts to water flows out of Jackson Lake Dam to avoid extreme runoff. And it's told the state of Wyoming it needs to use its own water to fill the gap. But local commissioner Mark Newcomb says we're going to run out in just a few weeks.
We're in a no-compromise situation where Wyoming's going to use up the bulk of our flows, the bulk of the water that we own. What we don't know is how we ended up in this situation.
Commissioners sent a letter to the Department of Interior this week saying the decision to cut flows was made unilaterally with little local or state consultation, and they're asking the agency to step in. If the Snake River stretch runs dry, local conservationists say there could be dire consequences for fish and other wildlife. Hannah Mersbach, KHOL News.
Conversations about the Constitution and civic engagement will fill Jackson through May. The Broadway play, What the Constitution Means to Me, will be put on by locals at the Center for the Arts over the next couple weeks. It was created by a playwright who earned her college tuition by winning constitutional debates. Natalia Macker is the producing artistic director of the Off Square Theater Company.
The play ends with a onstage debate with a Jackson High School speech and debate student who's the captain of the speech and debate team, and then lets the audience decide the outcome.
The play has also inspired a series of community events in the town, including school author visits and a writer's workshop. Macker, who is also a Teton County commissioner, says civic engagement is vital for democracy.
It's not about agreeing with each other. In fact, the opposite is encouraged. It's about discussion and ideas and coming together to make our democracy, our country, our community better.
Macker is also reminding residents that they have access to speak to their local elected officials at weekly town and county meetings. The civic engagement discussion also includes a free community conversation next week where people are invited to think critically about the U.S. Constitution inside the Center Theater. It will also be live streamed across Wyoming. Tyler Pratt, KHOL News.